If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are but three Sundays remaining in the month of December, and of course in the year 1972. All three of these Sundays have a special significance for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Today, Sunday, December the 17th, is Family Day. Here at Worth Baptist, we operate on this premise that the family is the basic unit of society. We believe that our nation is no stronger than our families. We believe that our church is no stronger than the families that make it up. So we appeal to you today in the listening audience of Worth Baptist Hour to bring your whole family to Sunday school and church today at Worth Baptist Church. Here at Worth Baptist, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of the family. Our motto in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. You see, long before there was a government, long before there was a school or even a church, there was a family. Our emphasis today, Sunday, December 17th, is on the family. So I invite you and give to you a personal invitation to bring your family to the Sunday school hour and to the morning worship service at 11 o'clock and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7 today, Family Day at Worth Baptist Church. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, December 24th, is Christmas Eve Day. And we are hoping and praying and expecting an outstanding time on Christmas Eve Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Then the final Sunday of 1972, on Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve Day. This should be an outstanding time of fellowship together with God's people and of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. And it would be our joy to have you and your family on this Family Day today to be with us in Sunday school at 10 o'clock, where the Bible only is the textbook. We believe in the Word of God. We stand firmly upon the fact that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. So we teach to you and to your children the Word of God every Sunday in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. And all the services through the day, we believe, would be a real blessing to your heart and to your life. Come today to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. I would like to say publicly at this time that I commend and compliment the editor of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the morning edition, for his outstanding editorial on Friday, December 8th, concerning the mission of the church. In view of the recent meeting of the National Council of Churches in Dallas, much has been said about the mission of the church. The National Council leaders recommend that the church become involved in the socio-political revolution of our day. The editor of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, in his editorial on Friday, December 8th, made it clear that it is his firm conviction that the mission of the church is not to be involved in political revolution, but to bring men to God. I agree with this wholeheartedly. And here at Worth Baptist Church, we believe that the mission of the church is what it's always been: to evangelize the world, to teach the Word of God, to preach the gospel, to bring men to Christ. So we are in disagreement with what the National Council has recommended for the churches of Fort Worth and of the nation. Again, I state, we believe that the mission of the church is not to engage in a political revolution, is not to bring about a social reform. We believe the mission of the church is to propagate and proclaim the gospel of redeeming grace. So we are not a part of, and we are not in agreement with a recommendation of the National Council of Churches. We believe that God-loving, Christ-honoring, Bible-believing people all over the city and all over the nation should make their stand clear that we believe the Bible and we believe that it is the function of the church to win lost souls to Christ. This is our business. This is our only business. So I believe today that if you're looking for a church that believes the Bible and stands for the old-fashioned way and has not lost sight of the mission of the church in the 20th century, I believe that you'd like to visit Worth Baptist Church today, hear the gospel preached, and be in a soul-winning atmosphere where the Bible is the only textbook, the message is the message of redeeming grace, and the mission of the church is to evangelize the world. This is what it's all about here at Worth Baptist Church. So we would invite you to come and bring your family today to Worth Baptist Church. We would like for you to write us this week by mail, whether you are in agreement with the policies of this program or even in disagreement. We would like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today. We would be happy to hear from you even this week. And may the Lord bless you as you do. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Take Courage. I shall read from the book of Acts chapter 28 and verse 15, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. But before we read the Word of God, I invite you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for the medium of radio. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel and of making clear our stand in the 20th century, in this community and in the world, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer today that wherever this gospel program reaches, hearts would be blessed. In the rest homes, the nursing homes, in the hospitals, by the sick bed, the shut-ins, or along the busy highway, or in the place of business, wherever this program reaches today, it is our prayer that it might be used of the Holy Spirit to bless the hearts of those who listen. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 28 and verse 15. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, and the greatest of these is charity. In the story of Acts chapter 28, we have the account of Paul's arrival near Rome. He was on his way from Jerusalem and Caesarea across the Mediterranean and finally landing in Italy. When he landed there met him some Christian brethren. Though Paul had much to discourage him, shipwreck, strife, problems, difficulties aboard the ship with 275 other people, and all of these things that he was to face once he got into Rome before Nero. Yet when Paul saw his Christian brethren, he thanked God, and the Bible says he took courage. I am told that in World War II, when London was being bombed by the Germans, and there was a possibility of losing the British Isles to the invading German army, that Winston Churchill, in an attempt to give courage to his people, stood before them and said, and I quote, We must fight whatever the cost. We will fight in the streets. We will fight on the beaches. We will fight in the fields. We will fight on the hillside. We must not surrender. There will always be an England. And beloved, today, in a world that's torn apart by sin and strife and war and poverty and disease and racism and corruption in government and corruption in education and corruption in religion, there's much to discourage the believer. And yet I would say to you, in the midst of all of this, take courage. We must fight the good fight of faith. We must never surrender to the devil. There will always be our Christian system of religion. You see, only that which is built by man can be destroyed by man. The true values and spiritual principles of life will always remain. Hence, my message today, take courage. If you find yourself adrift in a storm on the sea of life, take courage. We have an anchor that holds. If you are burdened down with the problems and perplexities, the cares, the difficulties, the persecutions of life, take courage. We have a burden bearer who has never weakened. If you are groping in the darkness of night, take courage. It is almost daylight. Soon the day star will appear. As Paul declares unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 at verse 13, Paul was saying in so many words, spiritual qualities will always remain. There are three great imperishables. Paul names all three of them in verse 13. Paul says there is faith, there is hope, and there is love. I would say to you today, first of all, take courage. In the midst of all of the perishables of life, there will always be the imperishable of faith. Faith is the eye that sees the invisible. Faith is the ear that hears the inaudible. Faith is the hand that touches the intangible. I believe this. As long as we have faith in God, we'll make it. However long the day, however dark the night, however fierce the battle, as long as we have faith in God, we'll come through. Look what faith has already done. Faith took Enoch to heaven without dying. Faith built an ark to save Noah and his family from the flood. Faith gave Abraham and Sarah a promised son. Faith opened the Red Sea for Moses and Israel to walk through on dry ground. Faith brought the walls of Jericho tumbling down so that Joshua and the armies of Israel could take the land of Canaan. Faith stopped the mouths of lions and opened the door for a worldwide proclamation that all men must indeed acknowledge God. Faith quenched the fires of the fiery furnace of Babylon and brought the Hebrew children through without even the smell of smoke. Look what your faith can do for you today. Yes, today, in 1972, your faith can remove mountains and uproot trees. Jesus said so. Your faith can save your soul and stabilize your mind. The Bible says so. Your faith can carry you through the valley of death and bear you on angels' wings to heaven above. The Bible declares without faith it is impossible to please God. The Bible says they that come to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The Bible says through faith all things are possible. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Your simple, childlike faith in the Lord Jesus Christ can bring salvation to your heart and assure you of an eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, this is what your faith can do for you, even this moment. And then in the second place, I would say to you, take courage. There will always be hope. Though the earth quakes and the world shakes, there will always be hope. Though wars rage and poverty prevails, there will always be hope. Though night comes and death conquers, there will always be hope. Look what hope has already done. Gideon had hope that he could win the victory over the Midianites. So he trained his army of 300 men. David had hope that one day he would go to be with his son who had departed in death. So he ended his mourning and went about his business as king of Israel. Job had hope that there was life after death. So he extolled from the depths of his despair and despondency, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Hope will do the same thing for you today. In 1 John chapter 3, at verse 1 we read, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man, and this includes you, and every man, and this means you, and every man that hath this hope in him, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. There is hope in the promises of the Bible. The psalmist David said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The apostle Paul said, If God be for us, who can be against us? Jesus said, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the age. Again, Jesus said in John chapter 14, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The hope of the believer, the hope of the child of God, the hope of the Christian is not in Washington. It is not in Wall Street. It is not in armaments. It is not in the atomic stockpile. It is not in the race to the moon. Our hope is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is coming again. This is our message of hope, that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come from heaven, first to rapture his own. He will come for the saints. And then the Bible declares that after the great tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble, Jesus Christ will come in revelation with the saints to establish his kingdom of righteousness and peace and love and joy and prosperity upon the earth. Yes, there is hope in the promises of the Bible. And then finally in the third place, I would say to you, take courage. There will always be love. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Paul says, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish. But love never faileth. God's love has three characteristics. First, his love is without a cause. His grace motivates him to love you without any cause whatsoever. Second, his love is without a pause. He keeps on loving you day and night for time and for eternity. God loves you. And then in the third place, his love is without flaws. His love is absolutely perfect. Man's love is imperfect. God's love is amazingly perfect. Look what love has done. Love drew salvation's plan. The death of Jesus Christ was no afterthought with God. It was no last resort. It was not as though God had tried everything else and failed and then sent his son to die on the cross to redeem man. No, the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God for sinners slain from the foundation of the world. Love offers God's greatest gift to mankind. John 3:16 declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," and that means you, "whosoever," yes, that means you, whatever your condition, whatever your state or status in life, "whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Love sent Jesus Christ to the cross to die for you. If you could ask Jesus today, why all of the suffering? Why all of the anguish? Why all of the humiliation? Why the death upon the cross, the shameful death? Jesus would answer, love. Jesus would answer, because God is love. Because God loves you individually, personally. Yes, you with all your sin. You with all of your shame, you with all of your bad habits, you with all of the difficulties that surround your life, you just about ready to give up, you about ready to get that divorce, you about ready to commit suicide, you about ready to pick up, take off, leave, never look back, never come back. God loves you. I repeat, God loves you. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. I have a footnote to my message today. Take courage. God will help you make the decision that you should make right this moment. Right by your radio, if you are lost, why not pray the sinner's prayer? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God will save you for Jesus' sake. If you are out of touch with God, as a Christian, as a believer, and you want to come back to God today, why not right now, by your radio, cry out for God to forgive and have mercy upon you. And he will restore the joy of his salvation into your heart. Perhaps you don't know what your greatest need is, but you have a need of God today. I trust this moment you would simply say, "Dear Jesus, help me. I am helpless. Dear Jesus, love me. I'm unlovable. Dear Jesus, rescue me. I'm on the downward road." And you know, beloved friend, he'll do just that right now. If you, by faith, will turn to God, he will see you through. So I say again, take courage. There is always faith and hope and love. And the greatest of these is love. May the Lord bless you today. Having heard this gospel message, I trust that you would plan right now to come to Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and it would be our joy to have you and your family on Family Day today at Worth Baptist Church. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.